now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
Every once in a while, an organization will publish its rankings of the best and worst states or cities for retirement. Bankrate recently did just that, ranking the nation's 50 largest metropolitan areas. Bankrate considered a host of factors, including cost of living, taxes, crime, healthcare, public transit, weather, things to do, and the percentage of population 65 or older. As indicated by the New York Times, Bankrate used a number of data sources, including the Census Bureau, Bureau of Transportation Statistics, and the FBI. Bankrate also used the Gallup ShareCare Well-Being Index, which incorporates the planet's largest data set regarding well-being, with more than 2.5 million surveys collected to date. Here are the best cities in which to retire. At number 10, Dallas, with its low taxes and low cost of living. At number 9, Austin. At number 8, Phoenix, which also offers low taxes and low cost of living. At number 7, Tampa. At number 6, Minneapolis, which among other things offers superior health care. At number 5, Providence. At number 4, Denver. At number 3, Los Angeles. At number 2, Boston. And at number 1, Pittsburgh, because of its very low crime rate and favorable cost of living. Among the worst places to retire are Las Vegas, in part because of poor health care, Memphis, because of its very high crime rate and poor public transit, Washington, D.C., in part because of its high cost of living, and Baltimore, in part because of its poor public transit and what the researchers deem to be below average weather. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.